This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, one of the many things that I do as a result of my years on the air is come up with questions that have no answers, or at least it seems they have no answers. I like to find answers to questions. And as a result of that curiosity, I've developed this overview of what goes on in the unseen world, if you will. What about our five senses? We all know about taste and smell and hearing and seeing and smelling, all that stuff. But there are other things that go on. You know as well as I do, there are things, there are thoughts you have, there are experiences that you have that are not quote-unquote normal, depending on what your grandmother told you when you were a kid growing up. So these series of programs and podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com are aimed at dealing with those thoughts, with those experiences, with those things that are unexplainable. One of my best broadcast buddies is here today. We have found recently, we've known each other for almost 30 years. We've been tightly connected in the broadcast world for that many years. But there are things about each other, as is the case with many of you. When you listen to a radio program, you kind of like to know, get to know something about somebody that you didn't know. And so in my case, I am happy to be personal. I don't need to be private, but I tell you stories about what I think and my experiences. So one day, as we were broadcasting, Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, we got off into a sort of philosophical conversation. And Michael really surprised me with in terms of his interpretation of what I was thinking. So over the years, I have understood, but I've really never asked him about the core beliefs that he has. So as a result of that, I'm going to turn the tables on him. He does at talkers.com and on its own, the mhinterview.com. Every week he speaks to people and gets things out of them that normally interviewers don't get out of them. So I don't know that I'm going to have to work too hard at that with you, Michael, because I think you're eager to talk about your beliefs.
Belief is a strong word because, you know, you started this conversation by saying you find interest in topics and questions that there really are no answers to. Mm-hmm. So I guess all we have when it comes to topics that don't have answers is beliefs or faith. But part of having beliefs and faith is, at least from my belief, is that belief is a dangerous loaded word. I really am not sure that I have any beliefs. I believe that I don't know. That's the premise upon which I build any structure of trying to understand reality. And I'm talking now on a deep level. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about, you know, it's a nice day today, it's reality, or, you know,
what does that mean?
You know, are we going to elect this guy or that guy, or mm-hmm. are liberals better than conservatives or conservatives? All that stuff that we deal with in day-to-day life, and is this a good investment? Am I going to make money? Is this person a nice person? No, the deeper stuff of not only who are we, but what are we and where are we? You know, the metaphysical, the real questions. And I am not an expert on this subject, but I am an expert on something that nobody else can share, and I'm an expert on what it is to be me. I'm an expert on what it is to be conscious and to be a person. And you know something? All the rest of us are, too. We just don't always take inventory. And I'll start off by just simply saying to you, I find it pretty amazing. People say, show me miracles. Show me. That's outrageous. I find everything a miracle. I find just consciousness to be a miracle. Just being alive is a miracle. Talking to you is a miracle. So it's all pretty outrageous. Now, if I recall, you invited me to come on the program today because we were talking about time.
Yes.
You know, bringing this into focus.
And how it doesn't exist anywhere but here, it would seem. And the more you read about it, I read something over the weekend that sort of underscored what we were talking about with regard to the mystery of time and how it was developed. Although there seems to be, depending on the interpretation, Michael, a question about 24 hours in a day, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and how perfect that is. But yet, we use it as sort of, it would seem it's a crutch to help us understand things that are not understandable.
Yeah.
Yes?
And it's important to acknowledge the fact that of all of the aspects of physics, of all of the aspects of what we perceive to be reality, one of the toughest things for us to wrap our brains around is the concept of time. That no one, absolutely no one, has really come close to giving a accurate and dependable explanation of what time really means and what it is. As a matter of fact, many philosophers and physics, people who are scientists that study physics, are physicists, are not sure what time is either. The closest we really have to a theory that most scientists can agree on is Einstein's theory of relativity, which is really about gravity.
It's more about energy, I think, isn't it?
Well, energy and gravity are all tied together. E equals mc squared, that mass and energy are the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it ties into, and this is where it gets really, really difficult to explain, it ties into the relationship between space and time. For example, if you and I want to meet for lunch and we decide we're going to meet at the Empire State Building, okay, that's a landmark. It's a place in space. There are certain coordinates that within this thing called space in which we find ourselves living in, this three-dimensional space. There's length, there's width, there's height, and that's all we know. We don't know any other way to go. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be other dimensions, but we can't imagine them any more than we can imagine senses beyond sight and taste and feel and hearing and those type of things. Smell. You can't imagine a sense that you don't have. If you had never seen anything or heard anything, you couldn't imagine what those things even are. And it's the same thing with dimensions. You go forward, you can go backwards, you can go left, you can go right, you can go up, you can go down. Where else can you go? Well, there is another dimension. It's called time. We're meeting for lunch, say, at the Empire State Building. We know exactly where that is. But we may not get there at the right coordinates if we don't add that fourth dimension of when are we going to meet? When are we going to meet there? We're going to meet there tomorrow at 12:15 p.m. according to this measuring device we have called a clock. And the only thing that makes the clock accurate is if it is synchronous with all the other clocks in the world. If everybody's clock is off, then we still don't know when 12:15 or 12 o'clock or whenever the heck we are going to meet will be. So that's the fourth coordinate in the space and time thing. Einstein said that space and time are the same thing as energy and mass. They are connected. They are part of the same thing. So he called it space-time. And that's really where we live. We live in a four-dimensional universe of space-time. And that is about the closest we come to some type of a scientific explanation of it. We also know that it's relative based upon your frame of reference. So for example, if you're in a train and the train is moving and you take a ping pong ball and you drop it to the floor, it'll go straight down to the floor even though the train is moving, because within that frame of reference, up and down are continuous. To somebody watching from the station, the ping pong ball is not only going down, it's also going forward.
It's on a different trajectory based on their perspective of the same motion. And thus, that ping pong ball dropping from your hand to the floor will take longer to reach the floor of the train based upon the perception of time the guy on the station platform has than you in the train. Therefore, time is going at a different speed based upon how fast you're moving through space. Okay, let's put that aside. These are the very elementary basics of the theory of relativity, the relationship between gravity, space, energy, and time. But that aside, we really still don't know what time is. One philosopher said time is the mechanism we have to keep everything from happening at the same time, or happening at once. Hmm. What is a moment? How narrow is a moment? What makes a moment? What is the smallest amount of time that we could possibly measure? We actually have a thing called Planck time, where they actually believe the smallest measurement that we are capable of is named after Max Planck, the physicist who was very involved in discovering the mechanisms of quantum physics, when you get down to the small particles.
The nanoseconds and the atomic clock that resets itself once a year or something because we lose a point on it.
So just to finish the point, then you can throw a question at me. Just to finish the point, it is commonly believed among people who understand this a lot more than I do that the universe really exists in these slices of nanoseconds called moments, and that each one is fixed in space-time forever. That every show you've ever done, every conversation we've ever had, is somewhere at a different coordinate in this place called space-time. That the past always exists, and the future always exists. Sort of like a reel of film with cells, each one's a different flick. And when you move them, it takes on the appearance of movement. And that's sort of the situation we're in, that time is the mechanism that creates the feeling of motion between these individual slices of reality, all of which exist, but we can't be in all of them at the same time from our perspective. But we're always really there. And that's when it gets freaky. And go ahead. What else do you want to know?
I'm going to, because I've got to pause for a couple of things here. I'll hold on to it. I'm thinking of something I read also over the weekend on the number of years, using time as a measurement, that human beings have been on this planet, where they came from, the whole business, the inference of time and travel and time travel, and can we go back in time? And I mean, it just opens up a whole, just a amazing. We could talk for hours and hours and hours on this. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here with a focus on time as part of our focus here on Your Hidden Power. Let me get you to focus on something that's a little more mundane but yet very, very important. Most of us want to feel well, right? You want to eat well, feel well. But getting enough organic food into your body, especially fruits and vegetables, is a very difficult thing. It's hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to have you know more about Texas Superfood and their Texas Superfood Complete Organic Capsules and Powder, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection and then dried and powdered without anything. The fact that it's organic, no herbicides, no pesticides, none of that stuff. It's Texas Superfood Super Complete. Complete Organic, invented by Dr. Dennis Black, who put this formula together about 20 years ago. And so those of you who want complete nutrition, all natural nutrition, need to go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, and avail yourself of the Texas Superfood Complete Organic line, the capsules, the powder. Get them, take them, enjoy them, benefit from them. Organic fruits and vegetables every day, 55 of them. Get them at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison going through some thoughts that we have. Michael and I have been friends for years, and we share some of the interests and passion for things that are unexplainable, thus these hours every week. We're focused on the mystery of time, and I was saying to Michael off the air that the time constraints, that's what you want to call them, time reality, addressed in a book I was reading about the origins of people on the planet. And a lot of people think that it's, you know, evolution and blah, blah, whatever it is. I believe we've come from other planets. And the time, there's some people think that there have been humans on the planet for 30,000 years. Others say 300,000. Others say 3 million. Well, I mean, when you consider the planet is 4.5 billion years old, what sense does the discussion what sense does it make to try to argue about time or to fix the time? It just is what it is.
And we think it's 4 billion years old based upon the Big Bang model, which is just a theory which claims that the universe is between 13 and 14 billion years old, which I have to tell you, as much of a fan of physics as I am, I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
No, I don't either. Well, Stephen Hawking, who died recently, said that there was, you know, there was a Big Bang, and then everything went into a dark hole and went away, and then there was another Big Bang. I don't know how he figures. Like he said, there's no God. Who knows?
Well, anybody who says there's no God, right there, I tune out, because there may not be an old man up there, an alien creature,
right, looks like us,
power that looks like us. But if you cannot see that there is a method to the madness of this reality we live in, then you are absolutely blind.
Just look at your body. Understand how your body works, or trees and the system of exchange, the chlorophyll and the.
But that's the area where I have a problem with the current science establishment. As a matter of fact, I see the current science establishment being just another religion.
It's politics.
There's politics and there's dogma, and heaven help you if you disagree.
Yeah.
And they love to kind of get around the fact that almost every major idea that we have is a theory, unproven. Just, you know.
Well, but think of the photosynthetic process that we started talking about there.
Right.
The trees and oxygen and how we breathe and live. I mean, where'd that system go? That's an accident? No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a machine. It's a design. It's designed. Yeah. It has a purpose. It was laid out. Now, whether that is a computer game that some 14-year-old kid is playing us in a garage on some different dimension, or whether there is a deity of a god, like in the Bible and theology, who knows? But to just say that all of this happened by accident is ridiculous beyond anything
insult.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it really is. So, but the time thing, I think of time in terms of us living our lives, and I say to people that, you know, people look at me and say, oh, you don't look your age. Well, age is just a BS number.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's a whole different angle on it.
It is.
But basically, just to sum this up, because to put it into a little package, a lot of people who are very smart, and I think there's something to this, think that time is just a construct of the human imagination to help us deal with the plane of existence that we currently find ourselves on. And that there really isn't something fundamental in the universe known as time. That everything in space and time is all happening at the same time in the same place. We just think there's distances of time and space. They really don't exist.
So the next time I get on a plane to fly to Los Angeles, I could just think myself there.
Theoretically, you could. We just don't know what the combination, what the code is to think to put you there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put American Airlines out of business that way.
Well, eventually we'll put all machines out of business. We think technology is the ruling element of advancement. It may not be. It might just be thinking.
Humans existed before technology. Humans may think they created it, but there's a difference between discovering and inventing. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
I know we're almost out of time. Discovering a truth versus inventing something. There's a whole big difference between what we discover as being then real, something we discern, and then the other side of how our brain works is to actually come up with a new idea or invent something that perhaps hasn't been invented or used before. It's a whole.
And then there's the question of where do these ideas come from? Our brain, or is the brain a receptor of something out there in the universe?
Yeah, taking it in. We're like an antenna. That in.
I you keep saying we're out of time, so I'm going to take you at face value and not say anything else.
Well, in terms of time, for this conversation, we are out of time, but we really aren't. We could keep talking. The only problem is nobody would be listening. Well, somebody might be listening somewhere. God would be listening. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with some interesting different thoughts here on Your Hidden Power.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A senior Saudi Arabian government official who's requested anonymity says a team of 15 Saudi nationals were sent to confront Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd, and they were aiming to convince him to return to Saudi Arabia, but they killed him when he resisted. U.S. lawmakers are responding.
What happened here was savagery, and we can't go along with their cover story.
That's Republican Congressman Peter King. And here's U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
He has said he doesn't want to cut off the defense contracts because that employs a lot of people, but there are lots of other tough things that can be done.
Reports are the Trump administration is moving to end legal recognition of transgender Americans, mounting an effort to legally define a person's gender as male or female, as determined at birth. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Continues now here with a radio version and a podcast version. The current podcast is a conversation with author, editor, and educator Nate Damon. Was in London for a couple of years as a school teacher. Researched and wrote a book about relational teaching called Time to Teach, Time to Reach. He talked about the way with the children from K to 12, educators in our country and abroad do they do the right thing or the wrong thing, and there are six characteristics. It's not confusing. It's just interesting to have a different point of view. It's a lot of anecdotes, and we spent a lot of time talking about how to teach youngsters in a relationship way, not just facts and figures, but here, look at this and experience that. And that's one of the great things about Your Hidden Power. You can experience all kinds of things that you might otherwise, if you're not open to it, you won't be able to experience things that are so broad. The world is so fascinating. We have people like our mystifying friend Uri Geller, who joins us every week at this time. The reason I said to you a minute ago I wanted to talk about Buzz Aldrin, you're familiar with a movie that's out now called First Man, Uri, which is the story of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong being the first people to actually land on the moon. And because you introduced me once to Buzz Aldrin, and I've had him on my programs, I had him on similarly to the way I met you out in Los Angeles when we met 25 years ago. The movie doesn't paint him in a particularly good light. It doesn't paint Armstrong in a particularly good light. And I always wondered when, because you always talk about him and what he brought to the table in terms of a relationship with you, why was it that you and he connected?
Okay, Doug, first of all, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yep.
Yeah, it's funny because, again, the synchronicities between us are amazing because just this morning when I was returning, walking from Tel Aviv back to Old Jaffa, I passed a billboard and it was promoting that movie. There is a picture of a man in an astronaut helmet. And I said to Hannah, I want to see that film. I didn't know that it was a film about Buzz Aldrin. I didn't really read the poster, the billboard, but I said I want to see the film. So here you go. And a few hours later, you talk about it. So the synchronicities between us are always so tight and powerful. Look, Doug, the person that I really got very close to is Ed Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell was the sixth man to walk on the moon. And when he came back to the moon, there were some very personal things he told me. First of all, he had some things in his pocket which he wasn't allowed to have, and I have those, and I'll display those in the museum. And he was a very spiritual man, Ed Mitchell, totally believed in the powers of the mind, believed in me, and whenever I'm asked, who is the most powerful person or the most influential person in my life that helped my career, I always say Edgar Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell was Apollo 14, and he believed that the powers of the mind of telepathy and psychokinesis do exist, but he went much further than that. He believed in ET, in extraterrestrials, and he became very controversial, like me, with his ideas and the books he has written and the radio shows that he did. He very clearly and very strongly, without any shame, talked about extraterrestrials being among us, visiting us, and so on. So, you know, when an astronaut says that there are AETs, extraterrestrials, walking among us, you know, his colleagues look at him like, hey, come on. Yeah. But he sure had an experience out there while he was flying to the moon and while he was walking on the moon. But it's amazing. So he and I connected because I'm a believer. I believe in UFOs. I believe in aliens. And I have my theories and my equations of the mysteries of the universe and beyond. And we just clicked. He was older than me. He just died a few years ago. But, he was one of the most amazing, intelligent, spiritual individuals that I have ever known.
One of the things you will grasp when you go to see the movie, Uri, the reality of the video and the visual of the moon as you see, you grasp the reality of what the moon is like, and then standing on the moon and looking back at the Earth. I think that's the most eerie thing that could possibly happen in a good sense, because you get a chance to look at the Earth. It looks much closer. I mean, when we think about the moon and look at it, it's very bright in the sky right now at this time of year, and you look up there, and I was thinking as I was taking the dog for a walk last night, how men walked on that thing, and it really isn't that far away. It goes from a quarter of a million miles to some 310,000 miles, depending on the apogee and perigee of where it is, the seasons of the year. When it seems closer, it actually is closer.
Yeah.
But think about what,
yes, you know,
I would love to go. Wouldn't you like to go walk on the moon and look down and look it back at the Earth?
Well, let me reveal a little secret to you. One day when I came home, Michael Jackson left a message on my answering machine, and he heard that Justin Timberlake was talking to NASA to do a spacewalk.
Yeah.
And Michael left me a message saying, Uri Geller, please, I want to be the first person to dance on the moon. And he took it very seriously.
Yeah.
And I still have that message recorded, and I took him seriously, so I called a few people in NASA and what's the name of that aircraft company in Seattle?
Boeing.
So I called a few people in Boeing, top scientists, and they basically told me that it is possible to land Michael Jackson on the moon as long as he is fit and he has $1 billion to pay.
Yeah.
So Michael was elated when I told him this. And I have emails from this scientist, who is a serious, serious guy, telling me that, yeah, it's possible, and there were some technical questions, and there were questions about Michael's health, but then everything broke loose, and, you know, Michael's career started kind of ebbing away. And But the moon is going to be our next stop. You know that I'm really concerned for planet Earth. There are so many devastating things going on as we speak. You know, the ice caps are melting. There's definitely global warming. A meteorite could hit any day our planet. There are nuclear bombs, thousands and thousands. So, you know, I don't know how long we'll last, but I think that we will be able to colonize very soon places like the moon and Mars.
It's amazing what we can do, Uri. Your mind is the only limit, and you know all about that. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and all kinds of mind experiences. Expand your mind. Go visit with Uri at urigeller.com. Talk to you next week, Uri. Thank you. Up next, our resident psychic, Mary O'Malley. I want to talk for a moment about the power in your being. You know, we talk about with Uri the power of your mind. Well, the power of your being, the power of your body. The earth and its connection. You know, we are all of this earth. What we eat is what we become. And if you have problems in your body, it's because you've eaten the wrong stuff. And a good way, a gentle way for you to start cleaning that stuff out of your body and get more desirable things in your body, if you've changed your eating habits, that's fine. But you also need Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula that will daily cleanse gently your body, rid it of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria that become part of your body, because that's what you eat. Food's much less pure these days. So you get plugged up, you get gas, you get all kinds of irritable bowel problems. And so that's where Life Change Tea comes in, kind of power washes your whole system. Get to the tea.com is the website for Life Change Tea. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order Life Change Tea and cleanse your body. You'll be happy you did. If you drink tea anyway, get this tea. The benefits are amazing. Get the parasites out of your body. It's the only way you can get it, by the way, is going online to getthetea.com. Can't call, can't order, can't go online to any place except getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship the tea, Life Change Tea, to you free. So change your life. Cleanse your body. Go to getthetea.com and order Life Change Tea.
Did you know that millions of people prescribed opioid pills for surgery pain are at risk for addiction? I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government. Many people keep taking prescription opioids long after recovery from surgery. Misusing opioids can lead to addiction and in some cases overdose or death. There are other pain management options that can be appropriate. Before surgery, ask your doctor about pain management options. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Mary O'Malley is here with us now on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in a lady who has a master's in holistic nutritional health science, is a certified hypnotherapist, is a hypnotherapy instructor. She works with the International Hypnosis Federation. She has the Award of Excellence. She's really able. She's got it figured out. A gift that she has. And one of the things at PsychicScout.com, you can peruse and see how many people who come to Mary and other folks like her are basically fighting against themselves. We all have gifts. That's the whole idea behind your hidden power. But people deny them. So they come to see a psychic or a medium like you, and you can look at them, and by talking to them, they're not using that gift because we all have it. And I wonder how you deal with somebody that may come to you. Maybe a lawyer comes to you. Maybe a teacher comes to you. Who knows who comes to you and is not paying attention to their own gifts, Mary?
Yeah, and I've said it before. A lot of times people come, and I'm actually verifying what they already know deep down inside themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of helping them strengthen that and trust that. I'm always for everybody using their own powers, you know, their own gifts. And then sometimes people they're just not ready to deal with that, you know.
Yeah, I know. But they may be curious enough to at least go to you to try to figure it out. But then you scare them with what, because there's so much fear. And they hear something that makes sense, but they're in denial. They want it. We all have our stuff, and we have to get away from and get out of our stuff. Those demons. I'm learning about demons in my life and trying to get rid of those demons. That's pretty much what we all have, those demons. And going to somebody like you helps understand. But do you think there's something else that you do that's unseen that may help people? Do you have the ability to help people get rid of their demons, or do the people have to do it on their own?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, number one, they have to be willing. And number two, a lot of times just the conversation, the conversation that happens in the reading itself. And then sometimes, you know, I'll do hypnosis or soul retrieval or something with people to find out what's really blocking them, what their fear is. But, you know, it's never just me. Spirit is always in the room with me working on people also, you know, so I can feel energy healings happening and specific words will come out of my mouth that I know are not my words.
Yeah.
And yet the person, you know, all of a sudden you can see this huge epiphany and feel the change in energy with people. So there's a little bit of both going on. But my most important thing is to create a safe place for them to do that kind of exploration of themselves.
Well, isn't that it? You're trying, they need a safe space. You're trying to help them create that safe space. People have anxiety if they don't feel like they're on the right path to going along. They go along to get along. But yet so many people are so frustrated, and there's so much anger and sadness and hurt because they aren't themselves. You got to be open for other forms of communication that are not of this world. Right?
Right. Right. Just beyond, just beyond the five senses, there is a sixth sense.
There sure is. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. But it may be the most powerful of all the senses. I think you can make an argument for that. Check out what Mary has to offer at PsychicScout.com. PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power at 10 minutes before the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Visit with our resident astrologer, who is enthusiastic beyond belief. There are a lot of things that are changing in your life, and I'm sure you can get a lot of help. I get a lot of help from Maria Trilogy. She is at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. She has written books. Life is Good When You Do the Work is a great book. You can order that by talking to her as well. There is a beautiful big moon in the sky, it's a big piece of pie. That's amore. That sounds like me singing my best Italian, but you're the best Italian I know. So let's talk about the moon and where it is. What we're seeing is not necessarily tied into what's going on as things. There's a full moon this week. How is that affecting things? The sun moves into Scorpio. All this stuff confuses the you-know-what out of people. Because they don't, all they need
that.
To know is what it does for them. They don't have to know the sun's in Scorpio and yada yada, do they?
Yeah. Well, they kind of, for people who are Scorpio, it's lovely to know that for the next 30 days,
yes.
You're on. It,
yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, it yeah. means this is a great time for you because you'll be most your Scorpionic personality. What is lovely about this week is that Tuesday, that is when this event occurs, sun going into a new sign.
It's moving into the month.
Days.
Yeah, it's time for the next astrological
yeah.
month, and it's Scorpio.
Yes.
Yep, yeah.
And then the full moon always in the opposite sign of where the sun is residing, that will be in the lovely sign of Taurus, the practical ones.
How do we know that?
On Wednesday.
How do we know that the moon is in...
Because it is a full moon happening on Wednesday. You can look up in the sky. And
yeah, but how do we know that it's in Taurus? Sorry, I should have asked more specifically.
Well, how do we know that? Okay, well, we know that by looking at the astrological calendar, at the mm-hmm. sequence of how the moon moves from one sign to the next every 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
that's why we're so up, down, and inside out, and emotionally always in a state of change. Because
that's right.
There
every 2.5 days, things change. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, but then there is the overall of, you know, we're not going to allow that to just push us from here to there. We do know that during the month of November, it is more introspective. You know, they do call this sort of the dark night of the soul. When the sun is in Scorpio, we have a tendency to start going inward as we reach these winter months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nature quiets down. Right? And then
naturally,
we quiet down.
Yeah, it seems, I've said this to you and I've said it publicly, it feels like death. I don't like this time of year. I think I used to think, I don't so much now because I think that age is just a baloney number, but as you get older, you sort of think about some stuff. I used to worry about what happens as I get older, and then you think about, yeah, the Christmas season, I spent much of it alone, and that kind of, I got out of the feeling of having a Christmas and getting excited about it. And then I think, okay, January's coming. I can order my seeds for the garden, and, you know,
that's
then spring
exactly
is right around the corner.
Right. That is when we look at astrology, you have just described it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
That as we enter Scorpio, it is death of the old and sort of getting, then allowing our body, our spirit, mind, and body to quiet down, just like nature does. And Scorpio is the energy that allows us to do that. And then we get into more of the holiday season. We'll talk about Sagittarius as we get closer to that time.
Christmas.
And you described it just right. We come endings and new beginnings, which are happening all the time.
And that creates emotion in people and a lot of retrospective thinking, I think, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And we have to embrace that and understand it and stay firm and strong. You know, within all of that, and know that, yes, things are changing, but we too change with that, and it depends on how we change and what we do with that energy.
Find out how it will affect you and your life. You can take advantage of the information by going to Maria at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. You won't get a better reading from anybody than Maria.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.